Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I've had a 5-day weekend for Thanksgiving, and I think I've gained like 15 pounds in those 5 days. Because even my fat pants are tight. But anyway, I've been catching up on some audio, and I feel bad because I haven't done any. I've recorded stuff, I just never published it. And then I haven't worked on my blog at all, haven't done any writing. I'm so far behind. I have, I think, like 3 or 4 reviews I need to finish, and I haven't. But I did listen to Phil Hopkins and Pilgrim Chris regarding Christmas and Black Friday. And I made the mistake of going to Walmart today just to get out of the house. And I didn't have an anxiety attack. I didn't have a panic attack. But I just wanted to get out of there so fast. I hate the traditional crappy gift sets that you see filled in the aisles. And I hate the fact that people are always in a hurry. Pilgrim Chris hit it right on the head. He covered everything. It's stress, it's anxiety, it's pressure, it's commercialism, it's, for those that are Christians, it is the time that you celebrate somebody's birthday, your Savior's birthday, and to me, to be thankful for his birth. But with all the just added crap on top of it, it's just completely drowned it out. And then the schools, you can't say Merry Christmas. You have to say Happy Holidays, which I don't mind saying Happy Holidays. And I do say Happy Holidays because it covers Christmas and New Year's, because I'm probably not going to see those people again. You know, like the department stores, I'll say Happy Holidays instead of saying Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever. Happy Holidays, it covers everything. But... And the other thing that, when Phil was talking about Black Friday, and my friend that I, go and see and that comes over here, he said that, they were having their first Black Friday, and he was trying to get through London, and he said, it's just insane. And most people in the States are off on Friday. Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday, and usually they get the next day off. Most places do. You know, everything else is still in retail, still works, and the mail still gets delivered, and the garbage still gets picked up. But, you know, corporate America, I think, closes for the day. And then it's usually the biggest, or the first holiday that the kids come back from uni and they come home. So a lot of people travel that weekend, and they were saying how bad it was on the news for traveling. And I was just like, my 30th class reunion was this weekend. And I'm thinking, why on Thanksgiving weekend? You know, it's just, really? Why? And it was 2 days, Friday and Saturday. And I didn't go. Why? Because I wish I knew how people perceived me when I was younger. Because I have a different perception of myself. And I wish I could have been a fly on the wall. And just to hear people. Because a few people had texted me and said, you know, we miss seeing you. But you're on my Facebook page. And the other thing was that a lot of the friends, or no, classmates that I went to school with are not my friends on Facebook. And I had somebody recently add me. I knew the name. I knew I went to school with her. But for the life of me, I have no memory of her being in a class with me. having any memory of hanging out with her. And I told my beloved, I don't get it. People that I didn't have class with are my friends on Facebook. But people that I hung out with from kindergarten, or that went to school with from kindergarten to 12th grade, they're not on my Facebook page. They're not my friend. But anyway, back to Black Friday. And Phil was saying how, you know, go to work. I think that's funny. There's no way. Well, I did it once, and I think everybody should just do it one time to see what the hype is about. But when you see it on the news and you see people getting trampled and you see them fighting for a big screen TV, then you think back to what Pilgrim Chris said. It's not about the presents. It's not about, you know, saving $10, $20, $30. It's about those people that are Christians to give thanks and to celebrate the birth of their Savior. It just blows me away how barbaric people become during the holidays. I remember when I first started noticing it was when the Tickle Me Elmo was the toy of the year to buy your kids. But I don't do Black Friday. I don't do Cyber Monday. I don't do any of that. Not anymore. I guess I'm more... I forgot the movement from last year, what it's called, anti-something, where those people want to be the traditional Christmas. Because I grew up where, you know, your friends were with their family. You were with your family, and everything was closed. There wasn't movies being opened for their opening day, Christmas Day. There was nothing. It was like the movie A Christmas Story, whatever, you know, where they end up in this, I think it was Chinese restaurant or something at the end. It's just so crazy. And people turn on each other. They're the rudest at this time of the year. And I was thinking, the only time people ever, well, I hear about turkey during the, it's turkey at Thanksgiving, ham at Easter, ham at Christmas, I think. I just think, I want it to go back to what it was when I was little. Maybe it's because I was innocent and naive, didn't have a clue. Just crazy. And I think it is the most depressing part of the year. Maybe because at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon here in Northern Illinois, it seems like it's 8 o'clock in the evening and you're just exhausted in the sun. And I'm thinking, man, I used to work when I drove transportation. There were times when it was pitch black when I'd get off of work. I'd go to work in the dark and I'd get off in the dark. Now it's not so bad, but it is the most depressing time of the year for some people. And I feel bad for those people. I try not to slip into my dark place, but this weekend I stayed home and I didn't go out partying, didn't do anything. But anyway, running out of time. Thanks for listening. Laterness, people.